السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات، فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين، فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له، وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام جنة ما لم يحرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most beloved ulama ikram, Hufaz, elders and brothers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, sustainer and provider, whom we are totally dependent on. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His countless bounties upon us. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the bounties of Allah and the favors that He has bestowed us with, we will not be able to count it even. Indeed, perhaps if you haven't done that every morning, as one of the ulama mentioned, that we should get into this habit. Two habits he mentioned, perhaps before I forget to mention it came to my mind. Two habits we should try and get into. He says, number one, we should try and start off our day as early as possible. It is the sign of, he says, most of the successful people, even in the corporate world, when they analyzed and they looked at their life, one of the qualities that they had from the two, one quality was they always started the day off early. They common feature in those people who are successful, even in the corporate world, not even non-Muslims we're talking about, they start the day off early. And the Prophet ﷺ himself has mentioned that the greatest amount of barakah and blessing is in the early part of the morning. So that is one habit we should try and get into. And the second thing he mentioned is that when you wake up in the morning, even before you come out of bed, try and remember the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for example, while you're still lying in your bed, thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the gift of eyesight that you still have. Thank Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that ears that you can still hear with, that mouth that you can still eat and speak with, and that limbs that you still have that are still functioning, of the blanket that you have, the bed that you have, the ability to breathe that you have. Bounties upon bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we enjoy. And therefore, if every morning we do this, and inshallah our day also will be much more productive, we'll feel much more fulfilled, and inshallah our appreciation to Allah Ta'ala will increase more. In fact, this morning we had a meeting with somebody, one person, and they say that in his mid-30s, and his condition is such that he has to go 3 to 4 times to the hospital every day for treatment, for sort of a dialysis, 3 to 4 times every day, 6 o'clock, 12 o'clock, whatever, 4 times a day, just to ensure that he is kidneys carry on functioning. He has to have a transplant. We make dua, Allah grant him complete shifa. But my lesson, my point for sort of starting off today's discussion, is to be bound, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that we take for granted. Imagine the kidneys that we have. Did we ever one day take out a little bit, 1 minute, or one sentence, oh Allah, I'm so appreciative, oh so thankful for you for that kidneys that I have, that is functioning and is able to, whatever the purpose of the kidneys or the liver or the lungs that we have. So many bounties of Allah, we just take it for granted and we assume that it's there, and we have perhaps sometimes an attitude of entitlement. We think that no, we are deserving of it and we are due. But let that bounties be taken away, then only be perhaps sometimes too late for us to really appreciate. So before that time comes, let us every morning take out 2, 3, 4, 5 bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every day we try and rotate it. But it doesn't necessarily, in fact, it shouldn't even be at all some of the material things of this world that we sometimes think only as those we are the bounties of Allah. You know, if we had a lot of money, had a big car, a nice house, perhaps you can come down somewhere down the line and count that as a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But I'm talking about those things that we have, that we enjoy every day and we take for granted, the health that we have, the family that we have, the home that we have, you know, the everything that we have, such a great bounty of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And so therefore we are extremely grateful to Allah, and we should thank it. Allah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more of His bounties. May Allah ta'ala give us the quality of being grateful for the bounties that He has bestowed upon us. In shakartum la azidannakum. If you are grateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you are thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will give you more. And if wala in kafartum, and if you are ungrateful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inna adhabi la shadid, the punishment of Allah is severe, and it comes in different ways. Peace and salutations be upon our master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we are also indebted to for the great amount of favors and ihsan that he has shown upon us being the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously today is the 27th of Sha'ban, and perhaps Allah knows best, Sunday night could be the first of Ramadan, first Taraweeh. If not, then most certainly Monday night is definitely first Taraweeh. But Sunday night, depending on the sighting of the moon, if the moon is sighted on Sunday, then inshallah first Taraweeh will be on Sunday. The moon is not sighted, then first Taraweeh will be on Monday. And that's something also maybe coming to my mind again. Sumu li ru'yatihi wa aftiru li ru'yatihi. Nabi Sallam made it quite clear that we fast when the moon is sighted and we break our fast. In other words, for the next month of Eid, whether Eid or not, if the moon is sighted. If we see the moon, simple as that, then we continue. And alhamdulillah, we are so fortunate in South Africa that we have lots of these organizations that have taken that responsibility and care, and sort of trying to have a unified decision that is made. So inshallah, let's hope in the interest of unity that unity is maintained even when it comes to when is Ramadan going to start, when is Eid going to be. And inshallah, we will hope that whatever it is, whether it's Sunday night, alhamdulillah. If it's Monday night, alhamdulillah. But most appropriately and most obviously, for me to go into any other discussion will be inappropriate, rather than to talk about the most significant and important event that is right here on our doorstep. That is right here on our doorstep. It is going to commence. But the question is, what have we done? Are we ready for the big event? And most appropriately, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I would like to go through today, is very sort of significant, relevant. It's the narration of Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu. Salman al-Farsi, he is that sahabi who suggested to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the trench be dug in the battle of the trench. That sahabi, he is the narrator of this hadith. He says, and Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu, khatabana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam fi akhiri yawmin min Sha'ban. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us on the last day of Sha'ban. We're not on the last day of Sha'ban, but we write this 27th of Sha'ban, one or two days left. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed us when it was right at the end of Sha'ban. Now Ramadan is about to come. So this is the address that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi gave to the Sahaba. And perhaps this is what I would like to go through. Today is to Jummah, and we hope inshallah we will listen very, very attentively with the hope of trying to make this Ramadan a best Ramadan of our lives. We may have had many excellent Ramadans before, alhamdulillah, but every time we will try and improve. Also keeping in mind the reality that inshallah we will try and make this the best Ramadan, I don't know. Nobody sitting here has a guarantee that he is going to see another Ramadan. So keeping that in mind, perhaps this is my last Ramadan. I don't know if I'm going to see another Ramadan. So what can I do so that this Ramadan becomes the most productive and most beneficial for me? Something that I am proud of, the way that I passed this Ramadan. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed the Sahaba on the last day of Sha'ban, and he said to them, "Qad adallakum shahrun." And then he goes on explaining various qualities of this month, features of this month. He says, "Qad adallakum shahrun azimun." First, he said that a very great month, azim, something very big, great, is coming upon you. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah speaks about him, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, describing the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says that, O Nabi of Allah, you have azim. I'm just sort of emphasizing on the word. He says, you have azim akhlaq in character. You have very excellent character. You have the most lofty of character, best of characters. In this word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Same sort of description, adjective is being used, that a very important, significant, a great month is dawning upon you. And if it's a very important and a great event, when it comes to our worldly sort of environment around us, We all know if it is going to be the UEFA Cup finals or some World Cup tournament or maybe a daughter's marriage or some business proposal that is going to happen, big event of this world is taking place, there is certain degree of preparation that takes place. Without preparation, perhaps sometimes for some of these events, years of preparation takes place building up to that particular great event. The elections are coming on Wednesday next week. The how much of preparations and banners and money has been spent and how much of marketing and whatever different things have taken place for that election. That any significant event, there's definitely preparation that takes place. Here Allah Himself in the Quran also and Rasulullah says that this is Azim, a very, very important event that is coming upon you. And then He says another description, Shahrun Mubarakun. It is a very important month, and together with that, it is a month that is full of barakah. It is a month that is blessed. A month that is sort of from the beginning to the end, enveloped, in sort of soaked in the blessings and the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then He says, Shahrun. This is one hadith. He says, Shahrun Azimun. Very important month. Shahrun Mubarakun. A very blessed month. Shahrun Fihi Ja'alallahu. شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. In this month, you're going to get the most significant and most important night of the year, which is Laylatul Qadr, which is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan. Inshallah, the ulama will go on explaining about the Laylatul Qadr in a later discussion, inshallah. Then he says, شَهْرٌ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِي سِيَامَهُ فَرِيضَةً وَقِيَامَ لَيْلَتِي تَطَوَّعًا. Something to this effect. He says it's a month in which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made the fast compulsory. We have five pillars of our deen. First being the kalima, the shahada. Then you know is iman. Then is salah. Then is fasting. One of the pillars of our deen is fasting in the month of Ramadan. It is a non-negotiable. Yes, exceptional. Somebody who is sick, Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. Whoever is sick, أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ, and on a journey, and a genuine excuse not to fast, not just a sick or a small headache, he does everything else, but he can't fast. So we have to be genuine, you cannot fast. Then that person is excused. But fasting in a month of Ramadan is fard. It's not like, okay, if you want to, you can do it. If you don't want to, I don't have to do it. Perhaps also something we need to remind ourselves of a rule. Some people think you can pay for the fast. There's no such thing as paying for fast. Okay, I'm not going to fast, I'll just give some charity, and that will compensate. If you can fast, you have the ability of fasting, you have the health of fasting, to fast, then there's no alternative. You cannot say, I'm going to pay, I'm going to sort of come on. There's no way. You have to fast the fast of Ramadan. Even if you missed some fast previously in the previous month, previous year, and you haven't as yet compensated for it, if you have the ability, then there's no way. You can't say, I'm going to pay for the fast. You have to fast. The only exception is a person who's extremely ill, and there's no hope that he's ever be able to cover up by fasting himself. Then there's a rule of fidya. But generally, person who must have fast, he has to compensate by keeping the fast itself. So it is fard. It is a pull of our deen. Then he says, وَقِيَامَ لَيْلَتِي تَطَوَّعًا. Another distinction, one in Ramadan, alhamdulillah. So we're speaking about the fast, we make dua, and we should make this intention that we're going to keep all our fast. Together with that, make sure that our kids, our wives, also our neighbors, sometimes will be shocked. But there are people in our old localities who are indifferent when it comes to the month of Ramadan. They are not fasting. So perhaps a small tap, a reminder from our side, it's Ramadan, we need to fast. And inshallah, it'll bring about a great amount of difference and barakah in your life. This is our deen, pillar of our deen. Whichever way, with hikmah, we encourage our children also from small. From small, get him into the habit, half a fast, three quarter fast, from 6 years, 7 years old. Alhamdulillah, our kids are well capable of doing that. But we need to motivate them and encourage them. Then another thing in the month of Ramadan, the hadith speaks about, is the Taraweeh Salah. Alhamdulillah, we are extremely fortunate again here in South Africa. The number of venues that we have where Taraweeh Salah is performed, and alhamdulillah, in accordance to the Sunnah way, in accordance to how the Khulafa performed it, and how it has been performed over hundreds of years, where the full 20 rakats is being performed. We don't want to go into the discussion of 8 rakats and 20 rakats, because we are Muslim. In the month of Ramadan, we want to earn more. If somebody wants to give you more, money, you won't say, no, let me go for the less money. Somebody is giving you more profit, you say, no, let me go and find a way of getting lesser profit. We are always eager, enthusiastic to earn more. So inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, we will not go into any deliberation and discussion about compromising the number of rakats. 20 rakats, every single night you got that opportunity of 40 more sujood. 40, there's 20 rakats, each rakat got 2 sajdas. So 40 more sajdas every night. And if you total it, 400 in 1 week, in 10 days, then another, the 400 in the second 10 days. So approximately 1,200 sujood extra you're making in the month of Ramadan. What an opportunity you have. If I ask you to do that out of the month of Ramadan or just on your own, it's difficult. But yeah, because of the month of Ramadan, 20 rakats of Taraweeh, 40 extra, 1,200 extra sujood, where Rasulullah says, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. The closest person comes to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is when he is in his sajda. Closest position. So every time you're going down to the sajda, rather than going for those to those places and performing salah in such a way that there's those up and down and just forgetting, think about it consciously the next time. Malana said, when you go to sajda, is the closest I am to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The closest when you are to your family and to your wives, you want to spend more amount of time there. The closest you are. So you're when you, the thing that you love, and you got the opportunity of being closest, you want to be longer time over there, not shortest time over there, and you want to have more opportunities. So in Ramadan, we got the opportunity of being closest to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala 40 more times every night in Taraweeh Salah. So we should be sort of looking enthusiastically, seeking this opportunity, wanting to do more of it, and trying and doing it in a way that we are elongating and making it longer, not shorter. So inshallah, make this intention that I will start my Taraweeh Salah from Sunday night when it starts, or Monday, and I will maintain consistently throughout the month of Ramadan. What unfortunately we find, alhamdulillah, the masjid will be full first night, maybe 100%, and then second night it becomes 95%. Third night, by the time it comes, and we see now it dwindles, and as you come towards the middle, I'm not sure where the people are gone, how they're performing Taraweeh Salah, and then as you come towards Eid again, the masjid gets full. Let us make this intention and firm resolution, inshallah, every night, even if you are reading different places where they make khatam of Quran. Alhamdulillah, this is a difference, two different sunnahs. Let us not mix up the two. One is the sunnah of Taraweeh Salah. In other words, every single night, 20 rakats of Taraweeh should be performed for the whole month of Ramadan. And it's another sunnah to try and complete a Quran. So for example, if you went somewhere and they completed the Quran in 10 nights, alhamdulillah, but doesn't mean now you get chutti from Taraweeh and say, right, the other 20 days of Ramadan, I'm not going to perform Taraweeh. Taraweeh Salah will have to continue for the whole month. So there's two sunnahs if you try and seek out. One is the 20 rakats every night of Ramadan. And number two is try and make a khatam of Quran in Taraweeh Salah. So that was the third or fourth part of the hadith. Shahrun Azimun, a very important month. Shahrun Mubarakun, a very blessed month. A month in which we have the night of power, which is better than 1,000 months. A month in which fasting in the day is compulsory. And Taraweeh Salah by night is something non-negotiable, inshallah. We're going to try and make sure we do all our Taraweeh Salah. At this point, perhaps it's something for us to remind ourselves. It's important to get into looking out for these opportunities of Ramadan. In other words, something that we perhaps are doing it out of Ramadan, but because it's Ramadan, it sort of becomes easier for us to do it. For example, the performance of Tahajjud Salah and making dua at the late portion of the night, just before Sehri time, it's something that is throughout the year encouraged. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Ikram, Anbiya, pious people, it was their habit. Tahajjud Salah and performance of Salah at night, tilawat of Quran and dua, it was part of the daily routine. They never let a day pass without waking up in the late portion of the night, engaging in salah, in tahajjud salah, in dua. So I'm saying that majority, lots of us find it difficult to do this throughout the year. But in Ramadan, it's very easy for us to do it because you have to wake up for sehri. Tasaharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka. Nabi Sallallahu said, make sehri. Sehri has great amount of barakah. So you are going to wake up for sehri. Now plan yourself That opportunity is there now. I have to be opportunistic here. You know. I cannot let this opportunity, I cannot miss out on it. So plan yourself. Plan your family's life around it. When we wake up in the morning for Sahari, it will not be just to wake up and to have a quick meal, quick bite, and go back to sleep. Now this should be that golden opportunity. We are waking up for Sahari. Why not let us wake up 5 minutes earlier or 10 minutes earlier? We make our wudu, inshallah, read 2 rakats of salah or read 4 rakats of salah, whatever. If it's difficult, for at least 2 rakats of salah. The Hajjud salah, that 2 rakat salah in the middle of the night before you partake of this, so Sahari time ends. It's like a gem, it's like a diamond, it's something that we should not lose out. If you never take this opportunity, it's a big loss in your life. So make this intention that you will wake up earlier for Sahari, inshallah. You will engage in tahajjud salah, 2 rakats. And very, very critical is at that time, Allah says in the Quran, وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. About the Sahaba Ikram, they used to make istighfar. They used to make dua at the time of Sahari. Yes, eating your cornflakes and your eggs and tarkari and everything people are doing at the time of Sahari, but neglecting and forgetting about the crucial time that is for us to make dua. So at the time of Sahari, make this intention. Now you wake up early, 2 rakats of salah, you make dua, make your wife, your children, and encourage them. Make a little bit of dua. Make in your own language, you don't know Arabic, make dua. All praise is due to Allah, forgive me, Allah bless me. Whatever you want in your own language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands all language. He knows everything, what is in your heart. But don't lose that opportunity. Then the Fajr salah. Please, my dear respected brothers, it is an opportunity again. I'm talking about opportunities of Ramadan. Maybe other times you have to do it, but I'm talking about here, it's Ramadan. And Ramadan 1, the hadith goes on, I will have to go quickly through it. One nafil, a sunnah act in Ramadan, is equivalent to a fard out of the month of Ramadan. And one fard, وَمَنْ أَدَّى فِيهِ فَرِيضَةً كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى, is like equivalent of performing 70 faraid out of the month of Ramadan. 70 times more, the reward is multiplied. So you're waking up for Sahari, you imagine you're reading the tahajjud, you're getting the reward of fard, then you're having your Sahari, it's a sunnah, make it a point of performing our Fajr Salah with Jamaat in the masjid. Performance of Fajr Salah, alhamdulillah, most of the masjids have accommodated for that. What they would do is make the Sahari Azan, a Fajr Azan be very soon after Sahari ends, and Fajr Salah is very soon after that. So again, it requires us planning that I will not miss my Fajr Salah with Jamaat. I will get the reward of 70 times more reward. And then, again, I'm just giving like sort of a broad plan. We go back home after Fajr and back in the bed. I just have to have a quick nap, 1 hour nap, because I have to get to work. Again, we are depriving ourselves of great reward. Sunrise is about 6:20 or 6:15 now, so after that 15 minutes, the exact time is about, you just have to check each day as it comes. But the time after Fajr, when you go back home, let's say it's 5:30, is Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, it's 5:45. By the time you go home, it's like close to 6 o'clock. You're going to hit the bed. You are depriving yourself again a great amount of opportunities. Because if you're going to go to work, then it's hard and difficult generally to make tilawat of Quran. And remember, the days now are extremely short. Asr is about 4:30. Iftar is going to be around, now Maghrib is 5:20. So if you're going to say, okay, I come home in the evening, then you say iftar rush, and then after Maghrib is the Taraweeh. After Fajr Salah, we plan ourselves. Inshallah, we all sitting and make that intention of one khatam minimum, only for the month of Ramadan. And for that to happen, Habbul Amali ilallahi adwamuha wa inqalla. The most beloved action to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, those that are done little but consistently. So you make a plan. Inshallah, this Ramadan, for those who have fast much more, those that can manage much more, minimum, everybody sitting here, inshallah, one para a day. Minimum you have to do, you have to cover up somewhere, because depending on whether Ramadan is 29 or 30 days. But the best time, again, if it's tahajjud time, you read a little bit, and after Fajr when you go, make it a habit. It requires a little bit of changing of your routine. Because if you used to go into sleep late at night, then you're waking up late in the morning, that is not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he speaks about barakah in the early part of the day, even in your business, even your sustenance. It's better always to start off your day early. So what better than that is to engage in tilawat of Quran. And then our ishraq salah, you're performing ishraq salah, you're getting the reward of a hajj, and now it's Ramadan. It's equivalent to a fard. How much more reward hasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised us? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about the day when we are fasting. رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءُ. Many people are going to be fasting. The only benefit they're going to get from the fasting is they stayed hungry. That's all. No other benefit they got. And the Prophet said, "Sawm Junnah, fasting is a shield, but he qualifies it and he says, Ma lam yahruqha, as long as you don't break it." And therefore, in the light of this two hadith, ulama explain that when we fasting in Ramadan, it's not just about only abstaining from food and drink and in relationships with one wife. That is sort of the broad requirements. But for the fasting, for us to get the purpose of the fasting, the spirituality of the fasting, the nur of the fasting, then we have to ensure that we fast with all our body parts. What does that mean? We should try and safeguard our eyes, safeguard our ears, safeguard our mouth from speaking wrong, safeguard ourselves from eating haram and eating just like wildly. Anyhow, protecting our whole body, there should be like a whole metamorphosis, a change in our lifestyle in the month of Ramadan. Every time we should be looking after it, but especially to get the spiritual benefit, the purpose of which we are fasting, if you want that to be achieved, that is not just about abstaining from food. It's also about changing our whole conduct, our lifestyle, how we are more conscious about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. After all, we fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We're fasting so that you get the quality of taqwa in your life. Taqwa is the consciousness of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Now, if you're fasting and you're not able to guard your eyes and guard your body parts and your limbs and you're still engaging and you carry on with the sins and the guna, then it's a very sad and pitiful situation that we have found ourselves in. So therefore, this month and this Ramadan, let us make this very important intention that we're going to be fasting not only from food, but also fasting and trying protecting all our body parts from getting involved in any type of gunas and sin. And that's the only way then we will get the barakat and the blessing and the purpose of fasting. Otherwise, the hadith says many people are fasting, only benefit God they got is they stayed hungry. And many people are performing every night Taraweeh Salah, understanding, لَيْسَ لَهُ إِلَّا الطَّعْبُ. The only thing he's getting tired. There has to be like a spiritual benefit, some type of difference and change that comes about in my life. And then Zuhar Salah, we should try and make it a point of performing. And then our Asr Salah, many people are negligent with regards to Asr Salah, because now they're preparing for Iftar, that is rounding up their business. Try and make it a point this Ramadan, inshallah, we will engage and make sure we perform our 5 daily Salah. And then at the time of Iftar, we get so caught up, even at home, it's all about the halim and the samosas and the pies and the chakkar and the milkshake. Everybody gets so carried away, they forget that at the time of Iftar is also a time when the du'as are accepted. I talk about Sari, now I'm telling you about Iftar as well. It's a moment when du'as are accepted. And also Ramadan is an opportunity for us to adjust our lifestyle with regards to our eating habit. It doesn't mean you never eat the whole day. Now you must cover up so much of food that you starve for 3 days. You eat so much of food and you miss out the opportunities of actually getting some physical benefit with regards to your life and your eating habits. So time of Iftar also, let us not forget to make dua for yourself, your parents and the entire ummah. And many a times you get carried away, so carried away with eating, our Maghrib Salah gets neglected. So this is sort of a plan, inshallah. I just had to go quickly through it. The hadith of the Prophet ﷺ has reminded us. Also, it's a month of sabr. It's a month of patience. Nabi ﷺ says about the month of Ramadan, it's a month of generosity. Nabi ﷺ said in the month of Ramadan, a person who lighten the burden of his employees, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will lighten his burdens on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi ﷺ said that person will give somebody something to break his fast with. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him from the Hawd al-Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah such a drink that he'll never feel thirsty thereafter. So giving somebody a date, somebody a kajur, somebody some water to break their fast. It seems like the Prophet ﷺ is making this month a month of service and khidmah. Looking at all these hadiths I quickly went through. So we should seek this opportunity of making khidmah, of serving, of being generous, of going out of our way to serve the creation of Allah Tabarak with our capacities we can. And also keeping in mind, just to round up, that many of us discharge zakat in the month of Ramadan. I just spoke so many things about the Taraweeh, and we hope, inshallah, Allah give us the tawfiq of practicing. But also just one point on this, many of us discharge zakat in the month of Ramadan. Let us also do that diligently. It may not necessarily be your nisab, but inshallah somebody will give more discussion on that. If you're discharging, let us do it diligently. Properly, in other words, do a proper account. Okay, these are my zakatable assets, these are my non-zakatable assets, these are the debts I have. If you're not sure about how it's done, find out from the ulama ikram, find out from those who know, but find out how much of zakat I must give, who must I give it to, how do I give it, what are the assets that are considered as zakah, what are the assets that are non, that are not, I don't count for zakah calculation purposes. There's a whole discussion. It's for, important for us. The Prophet ﷺ speaks about the warnings of those who hoard their wealth and do not fulfill the rights of the wealth, which one of our pillars of deen, which is the zakah. Let us also do that diligently. With those few words, we make dua, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a Ramadan that is the best Ramadan of our lives. May He make this Ramadan a fruitful and beneficial one. May He give us the objective and purpose of fasting, which is the quality of taqwa. May He make it part and parcel of our lives and make it such that inshallah we pass our whole lives like Ramadan, so that the day when we die inshallah will be like a day of Eid for us. Inshallah wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.